Thank you so much and welcome, everybody. We've got a whole bucket of good stuff for you.
A bucket full of good stuff.
That's right. That's right. Okay. I'm always kind of eager to see what you how you respond to my comments. But yeah. Anyway, oh, let's send out a shout out to the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. They celebrate Western heritage so well, sharing achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and the rodeo legends who embody the endearing spirit of the West. You can learn so much more. Just go to NorthDakotaCowboy.org.
And just a reminder that the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to the Valentine area for Bull Bash this weekend, or just be planning your vacation down the Niobrara, Merritt Reservoir, one of the refuge lakes, one of the many, many things to do here in the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com. No matter how busy I am, I'm never too busy to stop and talk about how busy I am. What do you have today?
How do I love thee? Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
Is this the real one?
Yep. Is this the real one?
Well, yeah, Valentine's Day coming up, right?
It's day after tomorrow. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight. For these ends of being an ideal grace, I love thee to the level of everyday's most quiet need by sun and candle light. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from prose. I love thee with the passion put to use. In my old griefs and with my childhood's faith, I love thee with a love I seem to lose. With my last saints, I love thee with the breath, smile, tears of all my life. And if God chose, I shall but love these better after death. Elizabeth Barrett Browning, indeed it is. How do I love thee? Valentine's Day, Saturday.
You know, we've been bugging the Norwegians here lately. So do you know what Valentine's Day in Norway is called?
Valentine's Day?
No, close though.
Oh.
I think it's called Valensdagen.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Or something else, All Hearts Day.
Oh,
but
very good.
It wasn't imported in Norway until like the 1990s. So it's kind of catching on, and they said kind of a growing low-key celebration of love that's mostly with younger people right now. So Valentine's Day catching on in Norway.
They just don't know how awesome love is when
that's
you're
right.
Either, do they? What did the bacon say on Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
Don't go bacon my heart.
Don't go bacon my heart.
These are from the Valentine Public Library. So love these. What did the cat say on Valentine's Day?
I can't remember.
You're perfect.
Okay.
Of course. What did the volcano say on Valentine's Day?
Something to do with the wind.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say it. Oh. I lava you.
I lava you. Okay. Yep.
What did the dinosaur say to her Valentine?
I give up.
You are a roarable.
Remember all the little candy hearts that you used to get?
Oh, yeah, with the words.
With the words on them and stuff that said, would you be mine and those kind of, okay.
Yep. Now you've got me thinking about those candy hearts and I'm going to be wanting
one. They were not very good.
No, they're really, well, if you like just pure straight sugar, then that hit the spot. I always liked a little chocolate mixed with mine and they don't come that way. So I don't know. Hey, Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. They are, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Longstanding, highly respected Dave Price, cowboy from the Heart City, says Tri-State Livestock News is where he goes when he wants the latest in news. They're dedicated to making your ranching life simpler. Go to Tri-State Livestock News.
Okay, do you have something else to share?
Okay, Mike, be honest. Do you know how to tweet?
No, not really. No, I've never had a Twitter account.
Yeah, me neither. And I'm probably not going to anytime
soon. Me neither.
Soon.
I'm not.
Oh, but here are some great tweets that others have shared.
Wait a minute. Didn't Twitter get sold to X?
Yeah.
It's not even Twitter anymore.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's right. Yeah. It is X.
That's we're tech savvy.
Yeah, we are so tech savvy. I personally think Cinderella should have lived a happy life with all of her animal friends rather than settle for a man who had her try on a shoe because he didn't recognize her without makeup.
Yeah, that's a valid point there.
Oh, let me throw one more out there. 8-year-old singing quietly to himself. Dancing queen, young and sweet, only 7 teeth.
Oh, I've got to see the dentist.
Oh, lock that in your mind, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.